This is TWiT.
Joining us now is Mark Millian, tech editor over at Bloomberg. Hello, Mark. Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Okay, we're going to talk about something a little different today. An essay published today on Bloomberg Business Week titled Tim Cook Speaks Up, written by Tim Cook, of course, CEO of Apple. And if you, for whatever reason, have really not paid attention to the news today, you might not know that he officially came out as gay. Now, I've been interested in the variety of responses from people. Many of them were sort of scratching their heads like, oh, did we not know that? Was that not already an official thing? It wasn't.
That's true. I mean, you had heard whispers about this within Silicon Valley for years. I guess they became more intense as he's come into the spotlight since Jobs had stepped down and then died, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But Cook has really been in the spotlight, and this has been one of his missions from a, I guess, from a social perspective, is that you'll see him at, gay rallies. He's appeared with employees at rallies. He's last week, I think he made a statement at an Alabama school saying that the state needs to do more to advance its social services and its embrace of LGBT people. And so, he hasn't publicly come out and said this about himself before. That's new, that he did in Business Week today. Mm-hmm. But people had been thinking about it for a long time, I think.
Yeah, I'm watching some of the comments in our live chat room, and common one is, well, why do we care? This has nothing to do with business. I mean, I suppose you could say the same thing about a politician, although often people really do care. And Apple is not only a huge company that makes products that so many people around the world use, but very influential. You have to think that Tim Cook is not only this is a personal decision that he's made, but really making a statement about the way that companies that have that much power over the technology that people use, what their stance is on the subject of human rights.
Yeah, I think Apple for the last several years, this has really been a Tim Cook thing too, and it's not just on gay issues. I think Apple has come out on many social issues. They were not the first, but among the first to disclose their diversity numbers, which many, many large companies within Silicon Valley still don't do. And Cook has said publicly a number of times, we want to double down on secrecy in products, but we also want to open ourselves up more on social issues that matter. Mm-hmm. And, why is this important? I think, the reason that Tim Cook did this and the reason why it is an important thing is this is the most powerful gay man in the world who runs, a company that's valued at $500 million, the most valuable company in the world, who's saying, I'm gay and I'm proud to be gay, and it's, you can be gay and be successful. And he's, he's a role model now to many young men who might be having troubles. And Apple was one of the companies that filmed the campaigns, shooting videos that are on YouTube for gay people who are having, personal issues. And it's, like an encouraging campaign. So Apple's been at the forefront of this, and this is important because Tim Cook is not, hiding the fact that he's gay. He's coming out and he's saying, I'm gay and proud of it.
He also mentioned in his post that 29 states or so in the U.S. Have laws where you can be fired for coming out in the way that he actually did. Do you think that, Apple CEO Tim Cook making a statement like this? Yes, many people say, okay, fine, whatever. But there are actual laws in place that affect businesses based on personal orientation. Could this be a tactic to change these laws?
Sure. I think, Apple and Tim Cook are both, proponents for social equality in any form. And, you know, our the United States is equality for things like gay marriage and for, you know, gay executives. It's not consistent nationally. And I think that was part of his statements about Alabama being behind. Mm-hmm. Tim Cook is obviously, you know, he went to school in Alabama. He grew up in Alabama. And so, yeah, I think, you know, he's trying to lead by example and saying, you know, I run this huge, massive company. I'm a gay person. And by the way, although you can be fired in those states, California isn't one of them. So I think Tim's job is okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he really is trying to affect change with you know, coming out in such a public way like this.
Apple stock didn't tank on the news once this was published. It's at least on the surface, you get a lot of people saying, okay, well, let's give this person accolades for doing something that is considered by many to be very brave. On the global scale, though, Apple's 100% a global company and looking to get into some very large specific markets. Do you think this affects the, do you think that this changes the rate of growth in certain global markets where something like this may be more frowned upon?
I mean, there are certain markets within the United States that would frown upon this.
Sure.
But I think, Apple's, I guess, sort of marketing mystique is that it's this cutting edge, socially progressive company. And so that in itself doesn't make it that out of the ordinary. But you're right that there are places around the world that are fast growing areas for them. Saudi Arabia and many areas in the Middle East come to mind where this is a particularly hot button issue. I can't imagine that the consumers in those areas would let something like the CEO's sexual orientation affect the type of phone that they prefer to carry around with them. But it's hard to know. This is almost unprecedented for a company, for a CEO of a company this large to come out publicly like this.